Hello, DTR World. It is Coach Chicken Blake of the Mighty Fremont Tarzans, not as mighty as we used to be, but still have the name. I'm here with the Coach McVicker of the England Inglemakers. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. We are covering the we just went over this Meyer. Meyer. Meyer.
Myers, the
Myers.
Myers Group.
Myers Group. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But Myers Group, we got Oakland Oak Farmers, number one
You
seed for this Conference 27, represent
represent.
Rohrabacher as the
Ooh.
coach. Let's go.
And my prodigy, I want to point that
Yes.
out. I brought him
Yes.
in. Everything he does, I taught him. Okay, you can.
Oakland Oak Farmers, 27. Great team, 20-4 last year, 11-2 in the conference, which is a rough one. This conference ranked 9th, strength schedule 23, NTT team, 2 seed, final four appearance,
Yes, sir.
graduating that 66-44 class with the namesake Dylan Myers, who played some shooting guard for them last year.
Yeah. That is the first Final Four for the program as well. That is Oakland's first Final
Oh,
Four.
did not realize that.
It's wild.
Love that.
We love it.
Yeah. Graduate that group and they bring in the 64-92 class. Not bad.
Yeah, 65-92 is worse than what they lost, 66-44. But since this is my friend, oh, they did lose Myler. That is sad. I am honestly, so they lost Myers, Dylan Myers, and Matthew Myler. Dylan Myers was your classic 6'8 plus 8 attribute guy who sucked. And it was the most disappointing thing ever. I remember when I first got him into the game and he pulled in that class. Dude, we were both so pumped. It's like this guy is about to wreck shop. He is going to destroy everybody. And he did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
We've all
Like,
had
and
one.
I know you guys are going to get mad. Well, he played at small forward or shooting guard his entire career. Guys, we tried him in the other positions as well in scrims and he sucked. He was terrible.
Small
I don't
forward
know.
most of his career. He power forward for a little bit.
Terrible. We don't know why, but it is what it is. He's gone. Good riddance. We got in Aiden Mitchell. Okay. So let's run this back. He lost his shooting guard. That's it. That is, other than his center, the lowest plus minus of this team. And that's partly due to Jonathan Farr. The only reason his was lower, I think, is because Edward Thompson below him was actually kind of a beast. But Jonathan Farr is just better. So we bring in a crap ton of hands. I know that the magazines don't like this team, but I think the class is plus 17 as a class. So it was a really great class led by Aiden Mitchell, who is just your ultimate point guard with 18 points, 60% true shot, 8.2 assists to 1.7 turnovers, and 1.3 steals. A beast. Super beastly. Now, I'm a little worried. Colin Gibbons, we had talked about, I had talked about with our Hawbaker, and he had finally found Colin Gibbons' sweet spot. And I know our Hawbaker hates moving things around, but we need to find those guys' positions on the starting lineup. I don't think I want to bring in any of the taller guys for that that shooting guard position that's now vacant. I do want Colin Gibbons down and Aiden Mitchell playing point guard. Hopefully that chemistry fits. And now the newer, older class can lead that younger point guard. That would be ideal. Now, we all know that chemistry is a big thing in DTL, and sometimes lineups just don't work. Even if the attributes that I'm looking at on a screen say that this should be your position, everything is telling me you should play this position. Sometimes it just doesn't play out. So, the great thing is he does have a decent amount of other options. I know the other two guys that come in are both around plus five, something like that. And so he has a lot of options. And with Villaverde, who is a beast, that was a big tie that he won. I'm pretty sure Jonathan Farr was a clear lead, and Lawson Daniels were really awesome, tall guy, clear leads. That were really solid glue guys. They are good at what they do. They're not good at everything, but they're good at what they do. So it's a really well-rounded team. They do lose some height, losing 2 6'8" guys and a 6'10" guy, not bringing in any height. But they did have some height to spare. So you can move your 6'7" Arthur Scott down to, it looks like, having to be your backup power forward. And Lawson Daniels to your backup center. But then the rest of his guys can kind of fit in. He did bring in a 6'6" and a 6'5" guy who can definitely play small forward or shooting guard backup positions. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great team. I think they're running it back. I don't think they're missing out nearly as much as you might think with the loss of Dylan Myers. So I like the outlook for this team moving forward.
Yeah. I concur basically everything you said. I think Aiden Mitchell is a plug and play, and yeah, it's gonna be a little bit on the small end as shooting guard, but I mean, I've got Jordan Roach, who going into the conference, going into the PTT, I think he was at 26 points per game and like 58% true shot at 6'2". So you can play shooting guard if you, it's not too small, basically.
Yeah.
So this team definitely got better. They have hopefully Aiden Mitchell is that dominant shooter that they need, as the efficiency wasn't quite there last year. They played really good defense, but not an efficient scoring team. So hopefully Aiden Mitchell fixes some of that with between the hands of 8 assists per game and just his own shooting at 60% true shot. He should be able to help this team quite a bit. So moving on to 2 seed, we have the New Orleans Ninjas out of Conference 12, coached by, oh boy, J.W. Rosby, Robrizo, we'll go with. I'm sorry, coach. Record 15-9 last year, ranked 64th, 82 strength schedule, PTT team, 3 seed, finished 39th, graduating the 145-128 class containing starter Terrell Bragg at the small forward position, second leading scorer for them. And they are bringing in the 39-30. Love to see that up grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. This is the 3 seed, by the way. We'll come back to Albuquerque, who's the 2. But New Orleans is great. I love this team. This is a really, really solid team. You're chaining now 2 solid classes back to back. His 11-2 class, now sophomores, that freshman 39-30, is really a plug and play. Terrell Bragg out and Robert Murray in. Robert Murray scoring 20 points per game from the center position as a 6'8" on 59% true shot. Not much in terms of blocking, but solid hands and solid rebounding. No, I won't say solid rebounding. So it looks like he's a shooter who's got some intelligence, maybe some hands, and throw that in for Terrell, which is essentially what Terrell was doing. Just this guy might be able to do it better on a higher volume. The rest of his team is solid. You have a decent point guard. I don't think you're replacing him with anybody. He didn't really lose anybody. He didn't gain anybody. So Jacob Cargbo is going back in. He's already running a 6'8" shooting guard. So maybe Murray goes in at shooting guard. And honestly, since we're running it, Richardson might do better. He was efficient 15 points at 6'8" center, so maybe he does better at the you know, number two or number three position. So he could try either of those. Maybe that's a better position than Cole Lowry was at the end there. I know he played Jalen a little bit. Jalen did graduate.
Yep.
It was kind of in between him and Cole.
Lost his starting spot. It looks like, game 12. And then took it back for a bit.
Yeah. So those two and three positions are up for grabs. It seems like the rest of it, the team looks to be working well. Love seeing Spears with 2.8 blocks, this 6'8 power forward, kind of insane. Mm-hmm. Great rebounding, great hands as well. Forrest Brockman, not a ton in terms of stats, but not nothing either. 2.2 blocks, 12.9 points, 9.8 rebounds. Overall, as a team, boarding 43.2 over 38 rebounds from their opponents is really solid. So I like this team. Super tall. You've got some players, some taller players to play the two and three position. Maybe not a complete team, but definitely an upset team. They can definitely win against some higher ranked teams. Maybe not consistently, but they can win.
Definitely, yeah. It's interesting when you get that 11-2 class. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dustin Spears, is definitely real. From what we could tell, I mean, almost 10 rebounds from power forward and almost 3 blocks. That's legit. Cole Lowry does look like he's supposed to be. I don't know if shooting guard just wasn't his position. So that's my wonder on what they're going to do there. Robert Murray is too good probably not to try somewhere. Mm-hmm. Robert Murray is probably more of a prototypical small forward with the assists, as you kind of mentioned. But if Cole Lowry just isn't liking shooting guard for some reason, as some players just don't like positions, maybe Robert Murray can play shooting guard. Yeah. But if you're able to get that 6'8", 6'8", 6'8", 7'1" starter, yikes. That's going to be hard for anybody to play.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, of course you have the 5'10 boy to average out the height, but passes like a madman. So, yeah, good squad across the board. And definitely did better, improved, potentially at least. We got all very, very efficient shooters, so he has some toys to play with at least. So
sure,
we'll see. But there, we will now go back to the Albuquerque Atomics by a coach of conference 32, coached by McMeyer 31. Sorry, coach, I skipped you. We'll come back to you now. They were 14-10 last year, 9-4 in conference, ranked 53, strength schedule 24th. PTT team last year, kind of a trend here with these two. I guess not a trend, but PTT team last year, 2 seed, finished 11th. Graduated the 57-54 class with starter Luke Thomas, their leading scorer, and Jonathan Ford, their starting power forward. That was starting power forward for them. About as much as he was, and then they bring in the 140th. So not bad, not great, you know, somewhere.
Right. Yeah, losing Luke Thomas, rough.
Yep.
Just rough, right? 25 points, wasn't super efficient, but it's over a third of your points in one player. So losing that is really rough. You're not replacing him with anybody either. Samuel Goldberg had some solid minutes, but is definitely not the replacement for that. I don't know. While this team is not terrible by any means, and McMeyer is a great coach with a lot of experience, I know plays in, if not all, most of the other leagues. So I can trust that he'll get the efficiency out of this team that he can. It's just not a ton. Yeah, you're just missing. You're missing a lot. You don't have multiple guys who can consistently score. And we don't have multiple guys who can consistently score. You can't consistently win. So that's really the big question is, will anybody be able to step up? I'm quick run through of all his bench players. And I don't see a single player that can really score. So that's rough. He also lost a 7-footer and a 6'9" guy. So yeah, I think this team has taken a step back, not irrelevant. Maybe they've got some really, I'm trying to come up with something. They've got great hands. That's about it.
William Kiefer probably is a plug-in for Jonathan Ford, at least a one-for-one. I mean, yeah. You're getting at least the rebounds and the passing.
Yep.
So you got that, but yeah, the scoring, it's not here from at least we can tell.
Yeah.
You know, who the heck knows what's actually there, but most likely not here, or probably somebody would be starting if there was. Wyatt Franks is a heck of a player. I think he can carry a few more points. But is he going to, could he get up to 25, 26, 27 points per game? Probably. But
is he scoring 40? No.
Yeah. What's 5 or 6 more points really going to do for you?
Right.
It might be, I know Ames has run the Live by Lee situation where they do have Anthony Lee sitting at point guard and he just fires every time. And he played well in his conference. It was not a very talented conference, but you win enough games, it might be enough. But yeah, finding another consistent shooter, it's just not here. But McMyer, I'm sure, he knows what he needs next year. It's pretty obvious. So easy to recruit when you know what you're at least looking for. So
yeah, points. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for points. And I know
literally McMyer, any points.
I mean, he just missed out on Ties, right? You're assuming he just missed out on Ties, and that's rough. Welcome to DTL. It sucks.
Yep.
We love to hate it.
Yep. That's just the way it goes. So skipping from the 2 to the 4, now we got the Utica Big Wands, the Conference 2, coached by SC Steve 31, we'll say. Record 10-14 last year, 3-10 in conference. I'm guessing that conference must have been rough. Because ranked 131, straight schedule 16th, RTT team last year. 11 seed, finished 17th. It's a nice run. Yeah. Graduating the 59-101 class, containing their leading scorer by quite a bit, Noah Brown.
Yeah, what up, Noah Brown?
Another Noah Brown. And we've got, they are bringing in the 33-26 class.
So. Yeah. So I guess Noah Brown wanted to come back for another round of 4-year college because Noah Brown is the, I think, leading scorer for Inglewood all time. He's one of those top for me, but he was at the time only 6 foot and 180 pounds. So he's had a growth spurt since he came back around, or it's his son. I don't think it's been long enough. So it was maybe evil twin. Came in a little bit taller, a little bit less improved, but it is rough to lose Noah Brown as your top scorer, especially when you don't have much other points being scored. But we do bring in a solid class, right? So the 33-26, David Harbin as the harbinger of that class, 20 points, 4.1 assists to 1.8 turnovers, decent efficiency. He is 6'1". Utica was running a 6'6 point guard, so there's no problem to throw that guy down a slot, maybe give him a little bit less pressure, maybe shoots a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But ultimately for this team, they just need to find more points. It's really hard to be consistent in winning when you're only scoring 75.8 points a game. But Yeah, that conference though, conference two is rough. They do have last year's champions in Cambridge. They also have New York City Lazarus, who's ranked fifth right now. Manassas Blood, Harrisburg, Wooster, all really solid teams in the past. So yeah, I can see why they're a little rough. 16 strength of schedule last season. It's a solid class. You have solid seniors. I struggle to see, unless you can find some points somewhere. I don't know what this team's going to do ultimately. Since they lost their top scorer, you're probably going to see, I would say, a repeat. I know that Riley Roney can throw down a little bit of points, but then you're running. Yeah, you're just going to have to make some serious move arounds, maybe throw Fernando down on the bench, throw your point guard to small forward, and Harbin and Roney take the 1 and 2 position.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
That was what I was going to say. I mean, that's if they need points, that's how they're going to have to get them.
Right.
Bring your top two guys in from a very high ranked, pretty high ranked class,
yeah,
and plug them in and roll with it. Yeah. Gonna be a little short, but not terrible. It is a little concerning with Riley Rooney, not very efficient at shooting guard in high school, and then moving up to college, not super likely he'll be efficient either, in college. But you never know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you can plug those two in, and you at least have potential to maybe get to the 80-point mark. Hopefully they have that junior now senior class. They've got Fernando and Joshua Evans. Yeah, it's hard when you get those two apparently very high ranked junior class. I'm guessing he's trying to get them to work out, but just hasn't.
Yeah,
they weren't the shooters that I imagine he was hoping for, or maybe they just weren't shooters. I'm not sure.
They're more hands guys.
Yeah, more hands guys, but hands and defense probably, or something like that. But yeah, tough to let that go. But I think the coach, it might have to be time to let one of them get to the bench and then go. As much as it sucks sometimes.
Right.
I think this team is pretty good. They're going to have a rough conference again, as you kind of mentioned. But it's something to build with, hopefully. Hopefully Harbin and Rooney both turn out really good. And at least you can get your scoring, two scorers locked in, and can work on the rest.
For sure.
So, I guess looking at the group as a whole, what do you see?
Myers. So, the Myers group, I still think, even with Oakland having a hard pull for the three out-of-conference games or out-of-group games, I still think it's between the 1 and 3 seed. So, Oakland and New Orleans is, I think, it's ultimately through. With New Orleans and their really tall lineup, and a lot of like scoring in multiple different areas, gives Oakland the most run for their money. I don't think it's atomic. I don't think that either Albuquerque or Utica have enough consistent scoring. I'm not saying that they can't win a game or two, and maybe even do an upset here or there, but they don't have the depth of the team or the players in the right places to be able to make a run for the playoffs. I just think that it's between New Orleans and Oakland. And I always have to, I'm rooting for my prodigy. He's my man. Go Oakland, Oakland Oat Farmers all the way. Yeehaw.
Yeah. I do really like this New Orleans team. I think this team got better. I think what is going to be the Achilles heel is if they can figure out how to work in Robert Murray and Cole Lowry out. He's got most of everything else figured out. This is a high shooting team. They don't high scoring team, but they also let up some points. So at least last year they were. It's just, yeah, we'll have to see. Holcomb played good defense last year. Not the highest scoring, but Aiden Mitchell should help that. So yeah, it'll probably be between those two, as you kind of mentioned. I also will probably have to hold on the Compass 27 boys.
But, we're not biased. Don't call it. We're not biased.
Not biased, but I do really like this New Orleans team. I would not be surprised if they top them just with the schedule, because New Orleans got a very nice draw of Ames, who is basically a one-man show. Yonkers, who I'm not sure how good they are, but their rankings aren't so hot. Then Clemson, who isn't great. But game two season will be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we got. Thanks for listening.